Hello, everybody. Back to the Pickle Jar Podcast with your boy, T-Dills, Prime Nature, whatever the fuck you want to call me, with the co-host, Henny Milk here.
Hey, guys. Sorry for last episode.
We really need to put that out there. That was a shit show. A lot of it was cut. We were really drunk.
That was my fault.
It was a rough night. A very rough night. Halfway to Halloween.
Yeah, now we're almost halfway to Christmas.
Yeah, there's going to be a special for that.
Hopefully,
it's not as bad as the Halloween special.
They're going to keep getting worse.
As long as we can keep some standard on the actual specials and not the halfways.
What's on the docket today?
So
we have to make up for last episode.
Yeah, this one's gonna be I was in my class the other day. My teacher actually quit. Fucking loser.
This is a good story. I don't know this yet.
Yeah, it's decent.
All right, we'll see.
I'm gonna tell you, my teacher quit because dude got knee surgery and then somehow busted his knee on a dirt bike accident. So I don't know why you got knee surgery and go to dirt bikes.
He got knee surgery and then went dirt biking?
Yeah.
So he deserved it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay, I was like, this dude's fucking retarded. So he can't go there for the rest of the year. So we had like 4 classes with this old dude. So I was just getting ignorant. We told the dude we finished class, even though we didn't. So we didn't have to take like 2 or 3 tests.
So y'all will be the last people I call when I need something fixed.
Ah, call me, brother. I'm good.
You faked your
I didn't learn anything in that class. He sat there and read a book like an audiobook, dude. I honestly could have done better myself.
It's one of those teachers, yeah.
I could have taught that class with no experience and done better than he did.
So where's this going? Because we're supposed to make up for last episode.
So now I just was like, me and the kid I work with were in the same class. I'm like, all right, we'll just get ignorant every break. Instead of a 20-minute break, we took hour breaks.
Okay.
So we went in his car. I bought a 12-pack.
You bought a 12-pack for class.
Yeah, who doesn't, dude?
Okay.
It's a great story.
You bought a 12-pack for break.
Yeah. An hour break, yeah.
For 2 people or?
2, yeah. And he bought nips.
Okay.
And we had Bud. I didn't kill a 12-pack.
Whew, okay.
So I chugged 2 brews and a nip.
No, that'll have you feeling perfect.
We went to Wendy's, right? We're going to go to this chicken joint, this fried chicken joint. He said, this shit is incredible.
Where is this story going?
So we went to Wendy's. We're in Wendy's. This old dude.
Okay.
I think he was homeless. I wasn't 100% sure, but he was definitely mentally challenged. I don't know if that's the correct, politically correct term.
Are you implying?
No, he definitely was.
He was homeless or
Both. I didn't know if he was homeless. But he was definitely mentally challenged.
Are you assuming he's homeless because he's mentally challenged?
No, how he was dressed and everything. Like, how he fucking, like, was acting. He definitely wasn't, like, he wasn't well off.
Yeah.
The dude comes up to the cashier, walks inside, and he goes, can I say it? This is how he said it. This is a direct quote. These n****s outside took my glasses into the Spanish manager at Wendy's. The manager said, what did you just say? And the guy goes, these 5 n****s and 1 white kid took my glasses. And she goes, okay, I'll go handle it.
I would have told him to fuck off.
No, she went outside, was talking to these kids. She said, all right, if you don't leave, she didn't get the glasses back. I never saw the dude with glasses.
Oh, good, he didn't deserve them.
And he goes, if you guys don't leave, I'll call the police. Said some stupid shit. And she went back inside, was talking about it. We leave Wendy's. These kids are in the CVS parking lot right next door with the cops there.
With the cops at
a cop went to Wendy's? CVS. No, they went to because the kids went to CVS after. I don't know if any of them got arrested, but it was dumb funny. I was fucking geeking the whole time drunk. Because I killed another brew in the parking lot. And then had my Wendy's delicious.
Well, anyway, Tom, that story kind of sucked.
Nah, it wasn't that bad.
Like,
it was pretty fucking funny.
It was
funny.
Like a 5 out of 10. That was definitely a you-had-to-be-there moment. Intern, slap the new you-had-to-be-there moment intro, little snippet for Tom.
You just had to be there.
I came up with a joke.
Okay.
I came up with an Italian
Did you
joke.
Really come up with it, or you stole it?
I came up with it.
Be honest.
I came up with it.
Okay.
So, I'm an Italian father's worst pain in the balls, but I'm their daughter's worst pain in the ass.
Are you the father or the daughter?
How is that?
Or are you the son?
No, you know, you get it? You know how, like, Italians be, oh, he's being a pain in my balls.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I'm being a pain in his daughter's ass.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How was that?
It was pretty decent, honestly.
That's my one joke.
Fucking pain in the balls.
Yeah, but Yeah.
Pain in her ass.
I thought that was a good joke.
That was pretty decent.
Tom, last Saturday.
It was Friday. No, was it Friday?
Now I don't know. Oh, I had Friday off. Last Friday, Tom.
Yep.
Mia, Ray, Britt, and I, we figured, you know what, let's invite the special kid.
Fuck you, dude. It was probably my idea, honestly.
Yeah, right? So, Tom came with us. We went to...
the Axe Bar. Well, we didn't even get to go to the Axe Bar. Fucking scum.
I don't know what to call it. It's like an Axe Bar. It's
It's just a place with a bunch of shit to do.
Indoor go-karts.
Yeah, they got go-karts, darts, pool, an escape room, an arcade, and an Axe Bar.
For the locals, it's an adult fantasy land.
Yeah.
So, we went. I came in second place in go-karting because I fucking...
We crashed. I was the only one who got ignorant. I was the only one who crashed. I spun out like four times.
I spun out once.
Nah, like four times because I was just boosting around corners being a dick.
They made me nervous. I was like, yo, I know I'm going to... Because I was chugging the nips in the bathroom beforehand. So I'm like, yo, I know if I get belligerent...
they'll kick you
out. I don't know how many chances they'll give me until like I'm going 20 an hour. I just want to get out.
Yeah, they gave me... Then when I crashed into you, I thought they were going to kick me
out. I thought that was going
to
be it. I was like,
because I was so ignorant. They wouldn't have done it to you. They would have done it to me because I was the one who was a dick. I was the one who was a dick there.
It was lit, though.
I know.
That shit was hilarious. But so, we're playing darts at the bar, right?
Yep.
And you invite friend of the podcast, Amanda.
Yep.
From the Women's Day...
Special? I think it was special.
I don't remember what I called it.
The National Women's Day Special, I think, is what it is.
It might have been the annual Women's Day Spectacular.
Probably. Spectacular or something acular was definitely
sounds like
in there.
A me thing to do. So anyway, randomly, we're like an hour into hanging out there. We
oh, yeah.
Everything.
Because I saw her at the liquor store when I went and picked up brews.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, I said, oh, I think we're going to the Axe Bar or some stupid shit. And she was like, is it the one in Lincoln? I'll go. I was like, all right. So I invited Amanda.
My manager. You invited her.
Yep.
You were smooching on her from the get-go.
I gave her a little peck, dude. That wasn't even that bad.
You were rubbing up on her.
She was rubbing up on me. So we're there. We're chilling. We're playing darts. I was being ignorant at darts. I was just talking
yeah,
them, dude.
Yeah, was funny.
It was. So we left.
Yep.
I was like, oh, yeah,
but
fuck
we,
it.
We parted ways.
Yeah. Smoked a roach in her car.
You smoked her. You.
I smoked a roach in her
you
car.
You were being a junkie. You took her roaches, basically.
They weren't really roaches.
They're always half joints.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, this is not a... Never call this a roach again.
That's what she does.
This is basically a joint. Smoke that. Got to her crib. Smoked again. And I just started twitching.
But how did the turn of events go? Because I found out she was naked.
She wasn't fully naked. No.
I thought she said she was naked. You were in just your underwear.
I was in my underwear and a shirt. And she was in her... just her underwear.
Hey. So how did that go? How did that happen? You got an anxiety attack from a girl...
Well, no. Because I was just... naked. I was in the car with Rain Britt going to the casino. I was twitching again the next day.
But I'm not talking about that day. I'm talking about Friday.
She goes, okay. So she said, she left me in a room, said, go get comfortable, whatever.
You took your pants off? Yeah. She said, get comfortable. See, I didn't know this part. So she said, get comfortable, and you took your pants off. She definitely was pumped when she came back.
And I was already like, fucking like half twitching.
You were having trouble getting your pants off twitching?
It wasn't fun. So, both my knees are twitching. Mad cold. I just felt cold. I definitely
wasn't. Why did you put your pants back on?
Honestly, couldn't tell you. Because I just suffer in silence. Like, anything can happen to me, I'll just sit there. Like, I suffer in silence.
Sounds,
I don't care.
That sounds like anxiety.
I've been doing that since I was a kid, dude. I could be fucking bleeding out the side of my leg and I'll just walk around. Yeah, I don't, well, like, it doesn't hurt. I'm just bleeding. Who cares? Well, I guess everyone else does.
But was your head going? Because Amanda said you had an anxiety attack.
No, I was just literally looking around. I couldn't focus on the movie. I couldn't focus on the movie. I couldn't focus on
Deadpool. I wouldn't be able to either. She put on Deadpool.
I rock with Deadpool.
Well, yeah, but not if I'm about to have sex.
Definitely not.
No, you put on anything else.
So I was kind of just looking around. I honestly, I didn't know if the room was bright or dark.
I'm going to assume it was dark.
The light was off, but there was a bunch of lights around the room. I was mad.
Yeah.
So I was twitching. I was like, I'm twitching.
What do you mean twitching, though? Like,
your legs... I can't do it without it actually doing it.
Do it.
I'll try.
Who cares if the noise comes through on the microphone? Listeners, we're going to see what it was like. How bad were you twitching? That's a lot of movement.
Oh, yeah. It was not just like...
I pictured like little in between little bing, bing, bing.
No, it was like...
Little shocks. So you were shaking.
Yeah, kind of.
More than twitching.
I would describe it as twitching and staking,
like a weird combo, because it was like constant.
Yeah, I was twitching for like an hour at her house.
Huh.
She put a weighted blanket on me, and honestly, the thing kind of made it worse.
Probably felt like you were going to die.
Because that thing was mad warm, and I still felt cold.
Whoa.
So I'm sitting there twitching under this blanket that's weighted. I was like, this thing's fucking terrifying me.
And wait, can we also put into perspective, her and her roommate are about 35 years old.
Her roommate was sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
Just outside her door.
Yeah, because her niece was sleeping over. She was in her bedroom.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I learned that. And yeah, I'm an asshole. I'm forgetting her name. It's like a jewel. It's like a J. It's something with like a jewel type. It's like ruby or one of those. Jade!
I think it is Jade.
Her name's Jade. And she told Amanda, she's like, yeah, like, you know, I thought I would hear you guys fucking all night.
No, I was fucking twitching.
Well, Jade, because Jade stopped by with Amanda when I was working on Sunday. And she's like, oh, yeah, he was probably like, oh, you know, I'm going to go fuck this 35-year-old broad.
That's not what I said.
In my head, I'm like, I know he did not care about that. I know he did not care. Jade was hyping Amanda up so much. And in my head, I'm like, I know that's not how he's thinking. I know he doesn't care. And I know now this is just a mad funny story for the podcast.
I really didn't.
The age does not matter, honestly. Amanda's great. But it really doesn't matter.
So I tried to stand up. My knees were like fucking killer. I was fucking like the entire time was just my knees fucking. So I tried to stand up, could stand up, but I was like fucking like my knees were like shaky.
You were weeble wobbling, dude.
So I was just standing there rubbing my knees, laid back
That's
down.
That's really sweet.
Laid
she
back
was
down.
Help, she was helping though.
Yeah, she was.
That.
She did. That blanket didn't help, but it was the thought.
It was the thought. Honestly, that's what makes Amanda great.
And then laid
She's
back
thoughtful.
Down for like
Shout out Amanda.
20 minutes. Got back up, and I was like, I'm throwing up. She's like, all right. I said, yeah, I think I'm going to throw up. Where
oh,
can
really?
I go? Yeah. She's like, all right, bathroom. Went to the bathroom, didn't throw up.
That's even worse.
Yeah, so I was sitting there fucking on the bathroom floor, legs still fucking weird as fuck. Not throwing up. Stood back up. I said, I'm going. Like, I need to get home, lay down, and hopefully I stop twitching at some point.
Especially, you were in a different... You've never been there before.
No.
Which does make things worse, whether you realize it or not, I think.
Yeah. Uber driver picks me up, dude. Dudes.
How long did the Uber take?
To your crib? 20 minutes, maybe?
No. I mean, like, to get to Amanda's.
Honestly, couldn't fucking tell you.
Oh, shit.
An Uber... Fucking dude had TVs on the back on
what?
The seats, right? Can't hear the TV sound. He doesn't have a plane. Dude's playing the radio.
Okay.
On the phone speaking Spanish.
Oh.
And I'm sitting in his back seat fucking twitching my legs. I was like, dude was fucking terrified of me, I guarantee it.
He definitely was he on the phone before you got in?
I couldn't tell you because there was so much sound going on in this
God.
Car, dude. I didn't know if the TV was playing sound or not because I thought they were saying things on the TV.
And then you're like, wait,
but the radio was on and he's fucking talking on the phone. I was so fucking like, what the fuck is this? Didn't know we were the whole... I couldn't even see out the car.
And you only smoked 2 joints? Maybe 1 altogether?
Yeah, probably. Smoke a joint. Fucking legs start twitching fucking 5 minutes later.
I'm late, boys.
New.
I was at work.
We have a new official intern now.
The intern's here, guys.
It is Becky.
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 Becky, tell him how you feel. All right, great.
All right, so, Becky, you stand there.
So the the real intern's here.
Yeah, the new intern Becky is a blow-up doll. Fucking weird ass face, weird ass tits.
Yeah. We have the blow up doll's here. She's gonna be here every episode.
Yep.
Suffice
fucking freaky as fuck looking.
It's suffice to say, I did have sex with the intern.
Can I finish my story first?
Yeah, well, what's left?
I was gonna say when I get back to your crib, so I'm sitting there in the kitchen like fucking tweaking out, twitching again.
Weirdo.
I wasn't like twitching, but I was like fucking like trying not to twitch. So I was doing some weird
okay.
shit.
Okay. Great.
But you could tell your story about having sex with the intern.
We talked about wonder what it would be like to have sex with a blow-up doll.
Yeah, threesome with a blow-up doll. Something
we
stupid.
We didn't do that.
Yeah, I know you didn't, but we said it.
Yeah. But so we last week we bought one. We went half on a blow-up doll.
Yep.
That's what boys do.
I blew it up in the parking lot in your thing and you went to Burger King?
Yeah, I went to Burger King with her in my back seat. So
we asked the girl there, what is the worst looking one? And she said, all of them look stupid.
Yeah, she was like, do you guys want to see some? And I was like, what's the worst one? She's like, well, this one has really weird nipples.
This is the only one I've seen blown up.
But I was
up.
Like, what's the ugliest one? She's like, do you want to see them all? So she showed us Becky.
My girl.
And it was love at first sight. I was like, that's the ugliest
the
one.
The fucking worst part is that she looks like she has a beard.
Ew, yeah, it does. It's, I hate that that's just her shadow. They could have just not put the shadow on it.
They should not have made this 3D.
No. Well, terrible boobs. They're
they're terrifying.
They're so dumb.
Yeah, and we couldn't even figure out how to open the holes. You had to rip them open and then like cut them open.
It looks like Asia Akira.
It kind of does.
A little bit. The night I bought it, or the night we bought it, went home, got super drunk because I was like, I can't do this.
You have to.
I got super drunk. I started going soft. Well, first what happened was, I told you this, I felt very big. I felt very girthy because I couldn't get it through the mouth.
Oh, at all. I thought you meant just like your whole dick wouldn't go in the mouth. It wouldn't fit in
it
at all.
It wouldn't fit. Like my head was like too big for the mouth because it doesn't, the mouth doesn't exactly
open.
So it would just hurt.
Ah,
it would just get caught.
Yeah,
in the
this
ridges
is just straight
mouth.
Plastic, dude. That's fucking disgusting.
And I started going soft, so I'm like, okay, let's try some lube. Tried that, and I was like, let's try a cock ring. I could not stay up for this broad. I couldn't.
It's all right, Becky doesn't mean it.
So the next day, there's like 20 minutes before.
I didn't know
work.
This was a 2-day event.
Yeah, there was like 20 minutes before work. I'm like, okay, I can do this. I get the lube, start fucking her mouth, right? And now I'm like, I have to try everything else. So I tried her
pussy. Oh, you have? You didn't tell me. I only knew you tried
her. I tried everything.
Okay.
I needed to for
Yeah, I know.
Segment.
You had to. I didn't know if you were going to break it up.
Yeah. First, couldn't get my cock into its mouth without lube. Second, it was tough to fuck anything on this.
Yeah, dude. It's just a fucking blow up.
And also, the pussy is like on its pelvis.
Yeah.
That's not where
the belly button would be like right here.
The belly button's where the clit is.
Yeah.
So that was difficult. I got soft trying.
Where's the asshole on this thing?
It's kind of where it should be.
Yeah, a little high, but not too bad.
It is a little high.
Not too bad.
Well, that's the thing.
Probably easier to fuck than the pussy on.
That was the easiest part. That was the easiest thing to do.
She's not that drunk.
It makes so much noise.
Oh, it does?
It makes a lot of nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
It makes a lot of fucking noise. It's very uncomfortable. It took forever to bust. Obviously. Even watching porn.
Oh, you were watching porn, too?
I had to.
Oh.
It's not hot. It's not cool.
It's not even that
not
deep
fun.
Either.
It's not deep. Ooh.
I could fit one finger in everything in
okay.
there, and it
when
my
whole, all right.
half my finger shot.
When I busted in its mouth, it instantly came out.
Oh.
And I was like, this is a
Did you bust
mess.
In its either one of the bottles?
No, only the mouth.
Only the
I
mouth?
Tried every hole and then finished it in the mouth.
Both times?
Only once.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the
you
first
didn't.
Time
the first
I couldn't,
time you couldn't
I couldn't
even
stay
do it.
Hard. The weirdest part wasn't having sex with a blow-up doll. it was having to tell my girlfriend that I had sex with a blow-up doll. And, yeah, man, it was... people actually buy these things.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, they obviously do if they do.
Yeah, they wouldn't sell them if they didn't buy them.
And it kind of just, Did the girl? Confuses me.
Yeah, like, who... Unless you're just memeing like we are, I don't see why you'd buy this.
How much sex do you not get to the point where you buy this and have sex with
it? Even if I don't have sex, I still wouldn't buy that.
How do you even clean it? Like, if you fuck it normally, like, I did it once just to
do it. There's people who fuck one of those every day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this will just forever be here as a joke.
Yeah, this is just Becky. She's just going to be here when we record.
Yeah, like, tonight, I'll jerk off and not use this. I won't even think of her.
No, she'll be deflated just randomly somewhere.
I might leave her blown up because it's funny.
Yeah, just leave it here all the time.
It's hilarious. It's pretty funny. Someone walks in. Becky, who's that? What
Becky,
is that?
What the fuck you mean, who's that?
What the fuck is that? That's my intern.
Yeah, how the fuck do you not know Becky? Watch the podcast, motherfuckers.
Yeah, so, you know, the second easiest was the butthole.
And the nipples are fucking freaky on this thing.
How do you... I'm going to suck one. Doesn't even feel like it's so much...
That would not feel nipple.
That's so much bigger than... Do you want the other one?
No. You fucking fuck that thing. I'm not touching its nipple. I'll pinch its nipple, but I'm not putting my mouth on that thing.
Put your mouth on her nipple.
I'm not... What? I'm not putting my mouth on that thing. Put your mouth on her nipple. No. I'll pinch your nipple.
All right, now lick your finger. The Internet Phantoms Network proudly presents to you... Pickle Jar Podcasts... The Dating Game! All right, Tom.
Okay.
So, that girl left you because you're so amazing and great. So I thought, if my boy is so amazing and great, maybe we should play a round of the dating game to see if we're a perfect match.
Okay.
Mic check. Okay. So, Tom, I'm going to ask you 10 questions.
Okay.
And we're going to see if you're my perfect match.
Okay.
Question number one. What color does your spouse think looks best on him?
You're wearing all black now, so I'm going with black.
Answer, Johnny. It was black. Question number two. If your spouse could have any job and money was not an issue, what would they do?
Podcast.
I put graphic design, Tom.
If it's not the podcast, you're fucking sleeping on this podcast, bro.
Question number three. How would your spouse describe his driving?
Shitty, because you won't drive snizzed.
I put terrible. Question number four. Which family member does your spouse have the most in common with?
Brett.
I put my grandfather.
Yeah, I did meet him. He was pretty chill.
He's a drunk artist.
Oh, I didn't know he was an artist.
Question number five. What was your spouse's first car?
How the fuck am I supposed to know this?
Hey, should have been boys with us.
Fucking Civic.
Ford Escort.
I don't even know what that is.
Question number six. What movie title best describes your marriage?
Our marriage?
Yeah.
Did you answer this if, like, we were married?
Kind of.
Movie. Fucking movies. Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
That's the only one I was like, we're snitched at K-Dill. We watched Forrest Gump. That's all I got.
I put Forrest Gump. Question number seven.
Life was like a box of chocolate.
If your house was on fire, what is the one thing your spouse would grab before leaving the house?
If it's not your dog, I'll beat the fuck out of you right now.
Well, if we had a house.
You think we wouldn't have a dog?
Well, I put Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Oh, that was the only one I saw. Yeah, if we have a dog and you didn't say that.
I didn't say we had a dog.
Whoever the fuck, if I have a house.
Inanimate objects.
If I have a house, I'm getting a dog. Inanimate objects, I would say either Yu-Gi-Oh cards or laptop.
Laptop. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
I would think something electronic.
Yeah. Maybe you're right and I'm wrong. Question number seven. What is your spouse's favorite TV show?
Pokemon?
AEW.
The That's not a TV show.
That's a... What are you talking about?
That's an...
That's a TV show once a week on cable.
Okay. I wouldn't think that's a TV show.
That's a TV show.
You can go to the event in real life. I don't explain... Like, an NFL game is not a TV show to me.
That's a TV show.
Okay. To me, that's not a TV show.
That's TV.
I just wouldn't think that.
It's a show on TV.
Because it's live. I just don't feel like that's
I get
TV.
That, but...
I just would not make that show.
Question number 8.
But if I thought AEW was a TV show, I probably would have said that.
Yeah, if you thought a TV show was a TV show, yeah, you would have said that TV show. Question number 8. Who would you cast to play your spouse in a movie?
I'm going to go with just Johnny Depp because he's the only one I can think of because there's a trial.
I put Glenn Horton, who plays Dennis.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
He's a real sociopath.
Does he suffer in silence?
No, the opposite. He's a lot Pussy. Like me. Question number 10. What is your spouse's most irritating habit?
Irritating habit. Irritating
I think I put
habit.
A pretty good one. I think it does. It irritates me.
That you do it?
Yeah.
Stokes?
No, I put I'm a correctionist. Someone says something incorrectly or uses a word incorrectly, I'll like say it. Not to be, it's never to be an asshole.
Sometimes it's you just, will. It's always I feel just, like I never notice that though.
It's well, because it's always just to be
honestly,
like,
honestly, if I do it, I deserve. If I do it, I deserve it anyway.
I'll just
I don't
do
care.
It, but like it's never to be like ah,
fucking idiot.
It's always just like no, you know, this is it. What
I got
Tom got?
You have to do it for me now too. Let me answer these questions. Yep, game show part 2.
I'm the gamer now. Now I'm the gamer.
Roll the intro.
The Internet Phantoms Network proudly presents to you Pickle Jar Podcast. The Dating Game!
So, on this new game show, Johnny, first question. Which family member of yours does your spouse have most in common with?
Ray?
It's me.
Yeah, you... who do you have most in common with on
my,
your side?
On my family.
I already fucked this up. Ooh, Kevin?
That's what I put.
Okay.
What is the one thing your spouse cannot live without?
I'm gonna say Bud.
Nah, I can live without that now, dude. I'm still twitching.
Oh, true. Bud Light.
I put fishing.
Oh, fuck. All right.
I've been fishing fucking all the time since I was like fucking 8.
You're right.
Fishing's great.
What's question 3?
What's your spouse's favorite holiday?
Ooh, Thanksgiving.
Nah, it was my second one. I was like, Thanksgiving's pretty mid.
Christmas?
No.
Whoa. So if it's not Thanksgiving, I don't know.
Christmas probably 4th of July.
What? Yeah, I don't like you, dude.
4th of July's lit, dude. Let's just because I just get ignorant on the 4th of July.
That's what I do on Christmas.
I don't get too ignorant on Christmas.
Oh, your family. You have
get too many people in my family. I got to be like, my grandmother's there.
Oh, I don't give a fuck who's there.
I don't get to any favorite TV show?
I mean, you said Pokemon was your top 5 favorite animes. I'm going to say, what do you want to call it? Oh, no, that would be Kevin Dillon. No, Kevin Dillon would be like Survivor or it's that stupid Canadian comedy.
It's Letterkenny. Letterkenny's lit, though.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say for yours. What is it? I don't know.
You got to take a guess.
Letterkenny.
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
Question 5 here. What's your spouse's favorite breakfast?
Brunch burger.
That's not breakfast.
Dude, oh my God.
But if honestly, yeah, you're right.
Pancakes?
Nah, 2 eggs, over easy, home fries, Italian toast, bacon.
It's everyone's favorite breakfast.
It's a lit fucking breakfast.
It's the best
bro.
Breakfast.
Now on to question number 6.
In the candy bar aisle, which candy bar is your spouse most likely to choose?
A Reese's?
Nah.
You got one last time.
That was just because they were there.
I don't know.
If I had to pick one candy bar, it would be this.
Like Hubba Bubba tape.
Just because I did that. I did that once, bro.
Kit Kat?
No, it would probably be my second, though. Twix, bro. Come on.
Gross!
Caramel, dude.
It's
caramel
good,
slaps.
But... Ah.
What type of student was your spouse in high school? Because I don't think you'd guess this right.
Like, middle.
B's and C's, something like that?
Yeah, you were like a... Yeah.
I do describe myself as a genius retard.
Yeah, exactly. B's and C's.
Who was the safer driver?
You.
My...
Oh, sweet. My second
just wanted
question
the, I just wanted the hype, you know? Question number 9. How many cousins does your spouse have?
8.
I told you earlier it was more than fucking 20. It's between
20
and 30.
You said you have 20 family members.
20 cousins.
Fuck that, dude.
More
I
than
20
cousins.
Families, dude. I'm glad I have 3.
It's between 20 and 30 cousins.
23.
One more. 24.
Fuck.
There's a fucking lot of us out there. And
fuck.
The final
gross.
Question. Question number 10. If your spouse could live in any city in the world, where would they live?
Ooh, okay. It's got to be woodsy. It's got to be water. But you also don't know. I feel like you don't know that many cities.
I'm thinking inside the U.S. I didn't even think other countries.
So you're not even thinking in Rhode Island?
I'm thinking the United States.
Ooh, something woodsy and watery. Something southern. Southern-ish. Like a Virginia.
It's an actual city. I named a city or a town.
Fucking actual city. I don't know.
I said North Conway.
Fucking! I have it right.
Yeah, North. It was North.
So you're a better husband. I'm a worse wife.
We both got
3 correct.
And I only got fucking Forrest Gump right because it was just a movie.
Yeah. So yeah.
3.
Yeah.
We're both pretty shit. But I still
got
perfect. 3. I'm still a little better than you. I'm
yeah,
lit.
Nice. We're never getting married.
I'm lit.
Perfect. So Tom, speaking of marriage.
What the fuck are we talking about marriage?
I had a dream. I was injuring cats.
Do you got something you want to talk
about? I do.
About?
I had a dream a couple nights ago. I accidentally
How were you injuring them though?
I accidentally kneeled on them.
Accidentally?
Yeah. In my dream, I kneeled on them and I was like, oh my God, I didn't know they were there. So then I was like, well, I have to kill them now or else they'll suffer. You have to answer it on the podcast.
What's up, K-Dale? You're on the podcast. What do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about? Oh, fuck. I want to talk about you guys coming to get lit.
Could be a move. We do have to go to the state house to see if they're protesting or not, so we can ask random people questions. But if they're not there, absolutely, we'll come get lit.
What are they protesting?
Abortion. All right, let's end this podcast now before Johnny ruins his relationship.
Oh, you want me to ruin it right now?
Yeah. No, I don't. You guys are all right.
I don't want him. I don't want him.
We're going to put it on line off for today. It's been your host, T-Dill, Prime Nature, my boy.
We're going to go look for protests.
Protesters. And I don't know if you'll see it in this episode or the next one, but it'll be there. And it's been your host, Henny Milk.
Hey, guys. Bye, guys. Sorry about last episode.
Yeah, it was tough.